Institute of Mental Health in Kilpok is working towards rehabilitating mentally ill patients. After 30 mentally ill patients undergoing treatment at a private mental asylum in Irwadi Dargah were charred to death last year, the government passed an order to close down all private asylums around the area and brought the remaining patients to the Institute of Mental Health in nearby Kilpok town. The institute is now working towards rehabilitation of these patients. The industrial therapy center and occupational therapy unit in the institute is imparting training to the patients in various skills so that they lead a normal life once they return to their families. Doctors at the IMH say the first step towards rehabilitating them is to make them feel confident about being able to fend for themselves outside the asylum walls.
They learn some skills, and by working they get some income also, and it helps them in their recovery. And also by learning some skills, even after discharge, or even if they go out, they work and have a good income, and they're able to look after themselves.
Established in 1974 with a capacity for 20 patients, it has grown into an institute, which is no more an asylum for custodial care, but a place for enhancing mental health. A team of skilled and dedicated staff are helping the patients to recover.
And some of the patients who are affected by the chronic mental illness, and also, you know, without the social support to take them back home, so they can't be kept as idle in the ward, which will make the illness worse. They may lose all the social skills, like even talking to the next fellow patient or sharing something with others. You know, the interpersonal relationship will be lost, but for this work therapy or the occupational therapy. So this occupational therapy does the patient to retain whatever skills he had at the time of initiation of the illness.
Patients undergoing treatment in the institute are a happy lot these days. They say the vocational training gives them confidence.
I'm working in the ITC department, and I'm making wire bags, soft toys, and paper covers.
And the products which the patients make are not marketed. Instead, they are used by the institute. Rashmi Kabra, ANI.